It is 4:17 and time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on the Wiki Corner?
Well, it's Throwback Thursday today.
Yes, throwback.
And we're featuring the year 1970, which is the year that the Beatles released their 12th and final studio album.
Okay.
Their very last ever studio album was released in 1970. It was called Let It Be, and it was released on May 8th, 1970, almost a month after the group's breakup.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they broke up in the meantime after they recorded it, and it was released.
So between recording and release, they broke up.
Correct.
Sad. Okay.
Like most of the band's previous releases, it was a number one album in many countries, including both the U.S. and the U.K., and it was released in tandem with the motion picture of the same name.
Oh, all right.
By late 1968, more than 2 years after the Beatles gave up touring, Paul McCartney was eager for the group to perform live again. The sessions for that year's White Album had seen a number of serious arguments and strained relations among the group. McCartney felt that the band's cohesiveness had been lost through the years without playing live, and from each Beatle playing parts individually in the studio and using overdubs rather than as a group.
Mm.
He believed that the best way to improve band relations and revive enthusiasm was to get the group back into rehearsal as quickly as possible and begin work on a new album that made little or no use of studio artifice.
Mm.
And this, he thought, would allow the group to return to their roots by playing as a true ensemble.
Oh, right.
But as you can imagine, the rehearsals and recording sessions for the album did not run smoothly.
Ah, jeez.
Best intentions.
Every band I've been in has broken up the same way.
Right, I know. It just happens.
It does.
The acrimony that began during the recording of the White Album resumed soon after the rehearsals began. The Beatles were not getting along, and Lennon and McCartney weren't working together as before.
Geez.
McCartney assumed the role of the leader, while a detached John Lennon was more interested in spending time and making music with his soon-to-be wife, Yoko Ono.
She's phenomenal.
Who was present in the studio with him at all times.
Oh, that's got to be nice. She's wonderful. She's a great vocal presence.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever heard
her.
Does she?
No. Yeah.
She's awful.
So rehearsals began in January of 1969 as part of a planned documentary showing the Beatles preparing to return to live performance. A project initiated by Paul McCartney, the filmed rehearsals were marked by ill feeling, leading to George Harrison's temporary departure from the group. As a condition of his return, the Beatles reconvened at their own Apple studio where they completed the recordings with the help of guest musician Billy Preston.
Oh.
It is one of three albums to not feature any lead vocals by Ringo Starr, someone else with a great vocal presence. The film is famous for showcasing a number of conflicts between the group members and has frequently been referred to as a documentary that was intended to show the making of an album, but instead showed the breakup of a band.
How come Ringo Starr and Yoko Ono never got together to sing anything?
That's a great question.
That would be phenomenal.
That would be. The Beatles did win an Academy Award for the Best Original Song Score in 1970 for the songs in the film. So there's that, at least.
There is that.
Yeah. So in the U.S., advanced orders for the album were the largest in the industry up to that point, over 3.7 million units.
Wow.
Let It Be topped album charts in both America and the U.K., and the Let It Be single and The Long and Winding Road also reached number one in the U.S. Despite a mixed review from Rolling Stone at the time of its release, the album was ranked number 86 in the magazine's list of the 500 greatest albums of all time.
Not bad. Not bad. Cracked the top 100. All right, you picked out a record to go along with Let It Be, did you, the album?
Yeah, so we're going to play a song from the album.
Uh-huh.
We're going to play Get Back.
Oh, from the Beatles.
From the Beatles.
Very good, Sarah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.